Thank you for joining CU Bands and Fans podcast. Our podcast is brought to you by Homegrown KIO. Homegrown KIO is on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. It is a stellar show featuring the great songs that have come from bands originating in Champaign-Urbana. Listen at 107.9 on your FM dial, at 107.9wkio.com, or ask Alexa to play WKIO. Hello, it's Terry with CU Bands and Fans podcast, where musicians tell their story. Our guest is Owen Knapp. Owen, and he's coming to us from Nate Baker's studio. We had Nate Baker on our podcast a week ago. Was it a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it was exactly 1 week ago.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Nate's got the studio, and also I believe you two play together often. Is that right?
We just played together this Saturday.
Because I went on your Facebook and I was watching the video.
My mom does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for your mom. I love when people like get the content and put it up, post it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So Owen, let's start with this. Where are you from? And how did you gain your interest in music, and how long have you been playing music?
Well, I'm from St. Joe, Illinois, a pretty small town, but it's pretty like well known around these parts. And I actually started playing acoustic guitar when I was 8 years old, just strumming it, singing Sweet Home Chicago. That was the first song I ever sang. I don't know why. I just remember that as a kid. And then I got into fifth grade and I started playing the saxophone, and I played fifth through eighth grade. And then after around seventh grade, so what was I? I don't even know. Can't do the math, but I started playing electric guitar, and that's all I did was play electric, and I learned pretty self-taught. I watched YouTube videos, but then I had lessons from Jeremy Harper, and he introduced me to the acoustic. And Jerry Harper's a great guy. He was really awesome to learn from. I didn't take many lessons, but I took a lot to just learn some stuff. And once I got introduced to acoustic guitar and country music, I started playing a lot of acoustic, not singing yet. I played a lot by myself, just learned a lot of country that I sing now. And then one day, three Thanksgivings ago, right before we left, I picked up the guitar and sang Lady May by Tyler Childers to my mom and sister. And since that day on, I've been playing and singing. And my first gig was, maybe 7-8 months back. And that's just been kicking off since. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's suddenly you were on the music scene.
Yeah, just like that.
On the grid. You know, who is this kid? And I just want to say, because you mentioned Jeremy Harper, and he is one of my favorite people in the world.
He's amazing.
He's a great part of CU Bands and Fans. He does a lot of stuff, but it's in the, it's in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
He created our logo. He was our stage manager when we do the CU Bands and Fans music showcase event. Mm-hmm. And so, we work with him a lot. We love him. I love him so much.
He's a really cool guy. I mean, that was the first guy that we kind of just learned songs, because that's what I wanted to do, young self. I was let's learn some AC/DC. But then I started picking up stuff and going home and practicing. And then it just took off from there. And I wouldn't say I'm the most amazing guitar player, because it's not my goal. I just want to play along and play some parts and stuff like that. Obviously, I could take it to the next level and really practice. And that is something I want to do. But just playing and with him and playing by myself, I do a pretty good job. So I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now.
So where was your first gig at?
It was in Rocks in St. Joe. And it was just, I told my mom, I said, Mom, let's get a gig. Let's do it. And I came in there with some equipment that I got from a buddy at work. He had two speakers because he does auctioneering, and a microphone that my dad gave me. I bought the microphone stand, and I bought two cords for the speakers and the guitar. Well, actually, I had a guitar cord, but and I just went in there, played, broke a string of my electric acoustic that I just bought, So I had my dad bring my other acoustic and some strings, and I played on the acoustic with no plug-in, just as loud as I
Are
could,
you
broke another string
serious?
on that one, and then got the other one restrung and started playing again. And I mean, there was probably 30 people in there, maybe more. I don't even know. It was lively. It was a lot of fun
That's
for my first gig. It was packed out.
crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And
Were
then I
you
had Cliff
nervous?
Stoker, and I did an open mic with Cliff Stoker at, where
It
was
was
it?
either probably Daly's or
It
Winston's.
was Winston's, I think
Okay.
my first one. Yeah, it was Winston's, and I played up there, and then Cliff was like, "Wow!" And then I just been going to him ever since. I love Oak Cliff's open mics,
Yeah, Cliff's open mic sessions. Yeah, because
and I don't have a show. Yeah.
I seen you the first time at Daly's open mic.
Yeah, that was that one, that really big one that was really crowded.
Were we all there?
Yeah, we were all there. That was when I
Yeah.
first met you.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
fun. That was fun. Playing Cult of War, and I saw you over
Yeah,
there,
I was
like going
like,
like,
oh yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. I was like,
So much
oh, this guy can play.
And then we played pool together.
Yeah. And then I lost.
But those are so much fun. And I know that when you guys do the open mics, that you just have so much support from people.
Absolutely.
And that's so important. But it so Rocks is in your own hometown. So
Yes, Lee.
how did you feel like how did you get your second gig, and how did you feel about that when it probably was it in your hometown, the second one?
Yep, it was the same place. I played
Oh, it rocks.
again.
Good for Rocks.
I think so. Yeah, I think it was either that or the Little Rocks, the new one in Royal,
Yeah,
Illinois.
Royal.
It's little town, but a lot of people pass through. That's like
My
five
brother
minutes
lives
away from
there.
me.
Yeah,
Oh,
my brother
really?
lives.
Yeah.
He lives
Yeah,
right by Little Rocks.
I think that was, I can't even remember. I played a lot since then. Yeah, but I played at Rocks, and then I played at Little Rocks. Yeah, that was my second gig. I remember it
So
now. Yep.
did, so, and you and Nate, how long have you two known each other?
Literally since that open mic.
Yep,
That
Daly's open mic. Yeah. We just met and I was like, man. And then I met him and then I like talked to him again and again. And then we just.
Well, it was funny because up to that point, I had, and we talked about this on the last podcast, so I won't belabor this point, but like I had always been just purely studio recording, studio, everything studio. And then I start playing live and Owen's like, hey, you want to play electric with me? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, man, I really want to like record something, but I just, I don't know what to do. And I'm like,
Yeah.
bro, like,
Yeah.
you know that that's like my main thing. He's like, really? And I'm
Yeah, I had
like,
no idea.
yeah. And then, yeah.
And we came in and produced a song that I am very happy about. So
So, and
you
that's
too.
going, is that the song you're talking about that may be released on March
Yep.
15th?
It's going to
So,
be
Nate,
released March
you
15th.
recorded it at your studio.
Yep,
Yeah.
recorded it, mixed it, everything.
So, for this song, well, we don't want to give away too much, I guess, until it drops. Do you have a name? Can you say
It's
the
called
name?
Senseless Goodbyes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. I almost spelled it wrong when I put it out there. I'm not gonna lie.
And we played it live for the first time.
Last night.
We gotta tell that story. That's kind of a funny story.
Yeah, this is wild.
So
This is crazy.
I'm so Owen's looking up on his phone like the lyrics and everything, and I'm obviously we're both really familiar with it. I've been mixing it nonstop, getting it ready to be finished. So like I'm really familiar with the song. I've listened to it a bajillion times,
Yeah.
and I'm getting everybody in the place hyped up. I'm like, Owen, this is his first, original song. The whole place is going woo. And I look over, we're getting them hyped up, and I look over and Owen's like,
I can't find the lyrics.
where's the lyrics?
And I literally the note I read it all on is just gone. I'm like, man, I know the song.
Oh.
Like, do I know it enough to just do it right now? And
And
we saved the lyrics in Snapchat. There weren't the completed version. But we went in on our snap and I was like, well, hey, here they are. So I just kind of
yeah.
sang it and I barely looked at them because I ended up remembering. But
Oh, really?
I was like, man, the note's gone. So I have to rewrite them again just to make sure
I was like,
I don't have
crap,
that problem.
because I was like, they were gone, gone. I
Yeah,
still don't, to
literally
this day, don't
gone.
know what happened to
Not in
his
my
note.
deleted or nothing.
And I was like, crap, what are we gonna do? I just spent all this time getting everybody hyped up to hear the song. And then I realized, wait, along like right before we went in the studio, Owen sent me the lyrics on Snapchat, and I think I saved them. And we looked in, and sure enough, there they were. And I'm like,
Yeah, whew.
whoo.
Yeah, saved
So
us.
how did it go over?
The song, actually, I played it one time before solo at the Rose Bowl at an open, the what's it called? I
can't. The Hootenanny.
Yeah. And it went really good there. And then I played it there last night at St. Joe. It seemed like everybody liked it. I've also sent a couple, like, just pre-recordings of it to people, like family, friends, and stuff like that. Everybody's loved it.
And
so.
The friends that I brought to that night, too, they were like, that was awesome. Like, yeah, they really liked it.
That song.
They
really liked it. I sat down with one person I've never met. I think it was one of your friends, but she was like, man, I loved it. I'm like, wow, I wish I was doing better because my voice is lost. Because I went to a basketball game and just
screaming.
I was going crazy. Yeah, I was going crazy. And then I went and sang. Barely had my voice then. But, I mean, everybody said they loved it. And I was like, well, great. Like, cool. You know, it's something of mine. Something I can.
Yeah. I mean, so you do original music. You write.
Yeah.
How long have you been writing? Is that something you've always done or just
no.
you just?
I've always been. Most of the time I just sing something when I'm playing and then I forget it completely. I just, we almost forgot the ending of my song till we thought about it again. But no, I'm really not. I mean, I'd say this song is lyrically pretty cool. Like I really liked what I did, but I've never really written. Like, it's just something I've always writing stuff for English class and stuff like that. We're always doing essays and stuff like that. And I've always enjoyed writing stories, but, I could say my lyrics literally started 2 months ago.
Dang.
And
well, you did an amazing job on the song.
Yeah,
then,
I really.
It's good.
Yeah, I had like, some little bit of help.
So did you decide, I'm going to write a song, and then you got the idea, or did you get the idea and be like, I need to write this down?
Well, I remember the first lyric, I can say it because I've already talked about it. It's okay. Sitting on a bar stool waiting on a call that'll probably never come. And I remember just sitting in my house. It was a relationship that I used to have, and I never went to a bar or something like that. It was just, you know, country music, you know. And I just remember sitting there after a rough relationship, and I just wrote that lyric. And then I was just like, whoa. And then I just kept going, I guess. And not that night. It took me a while to get the song, like, to the point I was like, let's go to the studio and get it going. But I didn't even know this was going to be a studio song. I just kind of was like, you know what? I really like this song, and I think it goes well with today's country around me, and people who like this kind of music will enjoy it. So,
yeah. And you should tell them about the pre-save link, too, so that, like, to look out for that so they can save the song.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a pre-save link. I don't know how I'd get it out there really, because I can't like paste it in my TikTok bio, maybe my Instagram.
Yeah, I can help you with that if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but so, I have a pre-save link. Sorry, my bad.
No, you go ahead.
I have a pre-save link, and I got this from Distro's Kids. So it's like it sends you straight to Spotify, and you get this link. It's only for Spotify members, and it's not like the greatest thing. You have to have Spotify, which some people don't. I don't even use Spotify, to be honest. But my teachers pre-saved it today, and one of my teachers did. And I watched them, and it sends it, says, cool, this song's pre-saved. Like, you just click it, it goes down, and then you just say accept, and then it just pre-saves. And after that, it will pre-save into your Spotify, and then once it comes out, it'll automatically be in your saved videos.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that. We have a, we're on Spotify, and then this
you got a playlist?
Podcast will be on Spotify as well.
Oh,
and
cool,
our playlist is all local music.
Okay, cool.
I'll save it to that. And then also
awesome.
Homegrown KIO also has my Spotify playlist of the current local music. So they check that out too once
in
a while.
Yeah,
but anyway,
awesome.
And do once this drops, do send an MP3 to Homegrown KIO so we can hear it on the radio.
Honestly, if they wanted, I could send it out early.
I would say wait till it's officially released,
it's out,
though.
So
yeah,
then people can really
just,
listen.
Just
to it
be
after.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
then we'll make a TikTok of it.
Yeah.
And listen to it.
Yeah.
So is
I'm
this
cry?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a CD or is it just going to be streaming?
I have no, I mean, I could sell CDs. I mean, I do okay with gigs and stuff like that to make the money back from recording it. So I don't think I'll do that unless people really want a CD. If they want a CD, absolutely, because I know some people might. So, well, I guess we'll see what the people want.
Yeah. So, but you're going to start off dropping it streaming And do you have, what's your cover art for that? Do you have any
Oh
cover art?
yes. Oh,
Do
this
you
is
want in the cover?
hilarious.
Okay, let's
Yeah,
see.
I could show you it. I don't know how well it's gonna pop up, but so my teacher, I was my music teacher, his name's Mr. Watterson. He goes, I said, Mr. Watterson, I got this song coming out, and we do a song of the day, and it's like where you show a song. So I emailed him the pre-link, like the MP3, and all my class really listened to it and liked it. And then I go, well, I don't have a cover art for it, because I know it, like DistroKid was telling me you need a cover art, and I'm like,
You need
well,
a,
can't be like some weird just white screen. Or
right.
I mean, I've seen some cool ones that are simple, but I went to AI actually.
Oh,
This
did
is
you really use
crazy.
an AI?
This is
Oh my
AI
God.
built. And
Sick.
I wrote a paragraph. I said, make me an album cover with my name in cool font with an acoustic guitar in the middle and senseless goodbyes.
This is gonna blow your mind.
And let's see.
Oh, that is, yeah, that's
It's probably
fantastic.
reversed, but yeah.
Yeah, it's reversed,
Yeah,
but
no,
there's
I
two
see.
blurred things right there that I had to do like a it wrote some Russian words. I didn't know what they meant, but it was some weird characters. But I just took went on like this app.
I see?
Yeah, here, I'll get it open. I don't know if my phone will open now.
That is really cool. I've been wanting to use that for my own stuff too, just to make it
Dude, it did a
simpler.
great job. And yeah, it just did it. I went through like four different options of it because they created four different ones. There's some other cool ones.
Wow.
And I was like, man, these would be
So
cool
what
to
is the,
help.
can I ask what that cost you?
It was free. Free AI. I ain't paying for that. I don't really want to pay. I did have to pay for like the words to be like cleared out, but to be honest, I just took a photo of it on my Chromebook, so I didn't have to pay for
And then, yeah.
the free and just edit it and put it in there. So
Yeah, you got
yeah,
to
it
do what you
cost
got
me
to do.
nothing. Yeah,
Yeah.
I actually drew an album cover like with an art class, but that'll come once it
Yeah.
comes.
What was the name of the AI?
I don't even remember.
Dang it. I've been wanting to use that for my
I
own
got it on
stuff.
my Chromebook and
Okay, okay.
I'll send it to you.
I'm that's
I'm not a fan of AI because I'm a
Yeah.
photographer. So
Yeah.
it's AI is just like being pushed on photographers so bad. It's like, you know, do that. And I'm like, then if you got AI, what do you need a photographer? What, stop. Like
Yeah.
people need to keep their own creativity.
Yeah.
And not, you know, let AI do it and then, you know, claim it as their, I don't know. I've got an issue with that, but, and
No,
I've got
I understand that. Absolutely.
a,
I'm not really either. It kind of creeps me out that he did it
yeah.
so well.
It
I
has
just needed it done on the fly, and I was like, I really don't want to have to pay for like a photo thing, and I
yeah.
don't really want it to be myself, and drawing it and having somebody like draw it out would probably take like a week, and I
And be
was
expensive.
yeah, and
Yeah.
it cost me a lot. So I guess that's
It
what I
looks
did. But
like
I drew something like that. I just,
I was gonna
I went
say
in
it looks like something
professional
you would
photo.
have done.
Yeah,
You
I actually,
know?
yeah.
Yeah. So that and that's, you know, that's fine. I'm just saying
Yeah.
that the future
Yeah,
with AI
absolutely. AI is crazy. I mean, people are getting in
it's
trouble at school for using it. It's kind of a
scary.
scary thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like the
it's
Terminator
really
movie.
automated. And I'm so tired of on my feed like this a you know use AI Adobe AI blah 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 and I'm like I'm not going to okay I don't
Yeah,
care how many times
absolutely.
this is on my feed not going to use it. I'm going to do my own thing I'm going to be
Yeah.
keep my creativity now I have used it for like short video clips so like but the video was already made by me for instance like when you use you did our podcast some clips of our podcast and
Yeah.
it had the words up on it and they were just like short clips that I've done before on AI just to get the words generated up there
Yeah,
and
there's
do
neat tools. Like a buddy of mine was using a paid AI, but it did really, really good noise reduction for videos. And it's like there's little tools like that aren't like it's not making a video, but it's a
right
tool.
create yeah.
Yeah, it's a tool to make things better, whereas like just regular software, not intelligent software could do noise reduction, but AI does it so much better. I've never used that tool, but apparently it's really good. So like little stuff like that, like lyrics, captions, I use AI for like captions and like
Yeah. For
noise and
stuff
stuff.
that you've already created, all AI was
Right.
doing,
Right.
yeah, putting on there, but it was you created it yourself.
Yeah.
And And I'll say one more thing and then we'll get off the AI thing and get back to the music. But I wanted something for, because I've got this directory, content directory, and it's called CI Direct Connect, and it'll directly connect musicians and venues and all of this local business, the whole thing. Well, I created this video for it for an advertising and sent it up to that AI thing, and then they used the AI voice. You had a choice of female, male, whatever. It was so choppy, and so I couldn't even listen to it. I was like, I can't. So I contacted, doggone it, Pete Barrett, who worked at WCIA for years. He recently retired, and he does voiceovers. So I'm like, I need you to do this script in a voiceover. I'm going to put it over this video. And he did. And it's awesome. It is awesome. So I'm like, I knew using a real voice as opposed to an AI voice is key.
Yeah, them AI voices. There is some crazy ones that I've seen, like they do like whole covers of
Johnny
people.
Cash singing
Yes.
Blink-182 or
Yeah, like
whatever.
I've seen that, but like I guess someday it'll be cool, but
Yeah, not right
but
now. Like I
no,
like
absolutely not. Yeah. A good
that's one of the reasons
voice
I
is better than an AI, obviously.
yeah. And I like that's why I like original music so much, because it's authentic and it's from
Yeah.
the
There's
artist.
whole AI music coming out too. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
I've heard it. It kind of
What?
slaps too. Yeah.
Wait. What is that? AI music. What is that?
I don't know. I've seen
We've
videos
just
on
seen bits and
TikTok.
pieces of it on Instagram, but I heard like a
Oh, there's that Drake song. I know Drake's a rapper, but he made a the AI made a whole song and it sounded just like him. I'm like,
And
whoa.
you gotta zoom out because
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
that's not right.
what do you mean by AI making a whole song? Because like, okay, you can use AI for lyrics, right? You can use AI to make lyrics for you, but you can't have AI open Pro Tools and record for you. You know, like
Yeah.
there's that. But like the voice stuff, like you can
Yeah.
have AI write lyrics and have another AI sing it for you. And then I think that's what the thing that was that I saw. It was like a rock beat, and then AI was singing it in the style, and it was like in a style of a certain artist. So the AI listened to the artist and then sang the song like the artist, and it was pretty
Crazy.
compelling.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's crazy. It's
I
not gonna
don't.
take over real stuff though.
I
It
don't
can
think so,
take
no.
over. I like real. Real, real, Yep.
real.
You always
Genuine.
gotta keep it real.
Authentic.
Keep
Yes.
it real.
Yes. Well said, Owen. Yeah, and especially when you're just starting your, doing original music and recording. It's
Yeah,
like you
it's kind of scary to think
want it to be
that
you.
stuff's, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
So
don't think I'll ever turn to AI for anything but a cover design, just to like see what it's like.
yeah. So what is your next, well, first of all, your dad, we were talking about your dad. Your dad is the front man for Voodoo Exile, which is a tribute band to the
The
Rolling
Rolling
Stones.
Stones.
And they're fun and they're good and they're just
They
it's a blast
dance.
to go
Yeah.
see a
Really
Voodoo
cool.
Exile. Zach just joined us, by the way. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, howdy.
Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, we started at six. What's your plan with this musical journey? And are you still in school? How old are you?
I am 17. I'm a junior in high school.
What?
Yeah, I'm 17. I go to St. Joe
I
Ogden High
love that.
School.
Young, coming into the music community,
Yeah.
that's fantastic.
I
Yeah.
used to work all summer. I'd work like 50 hours a week last summer because I have knee problems, so I couldn't play football anymore. I'm like an old man. My knees are all awful. But if you ever catch me sitting down at a gig, that's probably why. But yeah, I stopped playing football and stuff like that and started working. And then that's when the gigs came in because I had time at night to play. So,
Great.
yeah.
That's
But yeah,
perfect.
my goal with the music is, honestly, if it can take me, take me. You know, I'd love to not have to, work the rest of my life. But it's a hard game. I mean, like David Allan Coe said, it's a long, hard ride. It's just, I'd love it to just play music the rest of my life, and I obviously will, even if it doesn't, like,
It's
pan
not
out to
your
be like selling out shows and stuff like that, obviously. Which I'm pretty young. Like I think I could do a pretty hard push right now. You know, I'm pretty young. I don't have a lot of stuff going on. But if it takes me, it takes me. If not, I'm planning on being in the union, probably electrician, because that's just something my grandpa
Good
does.
for
And he's,
you.
yeah, that's the main goal. If
Yeah.
that's the goal, if music doesn't,
Yeah,
turn
music
out,
doesn't.
but
No.
electrician. But
Yeah.
if music does, I'd absolutely love to play music the rest of my life.
Now
And I
we
will,
have.
even if it doesn't like go to
Yeah.
that point.
We have full-time musicians, and like Tom Grassman is a full-time musician.
Yeah, he's cool. I love him.
He works hard to get, you know, you have to keep those gigs going.
Yeah, absolutely. I got three this week. I just got another one Thursday for
Yeah,
this
you are.
Thursday.
That's what Zach, when I said we're having Owen Knapp is our podcast guest with Nate Baker. Zach goes, he has been gigging like crazy.
I know. I've just been. My mom's really good. She does a lot of the gigging stuff for me because I'm always in school or got stuff going on, working on vehicles and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I do it too. Like we really work on getting them gigs out there because that's what I'm doing right now. I don't really have a day job right now. Of course, when summer comes, I'll probably get back into working at that out in Arthur. But yeah, I mean, gigging. That's what I love to do. I love singing, and I have one this Thursday at Little Rocks. Actually, just got it today, like an hour ago. He texted me. I was like, "Yep, I'll be there from 6 to 9." Then I got one Saturday at Yo-Yo's in Mahomet. I think that's also 6 to 9. Let's see.
Those are good hours.
Yes, 6 to 9, and then I have one Sunday at Alto Vineyards, which is a really cool place. I actually opened for my dad just for fun there when they were playing Voodoo Exiles, and they were like, "Hey, we heard you play and we really liked you." And I was like, "Well, cool, let's do something." And that was at the beginning, so I'm playing there 2 to 4 on Sunday.
I love those hours that you're
Yeah.
playing.
Yeah,
And
I like playing later, but
Yeah, you're young
that's
enough that you know
yeah.
being playing later is not a big deal, but
Yeah.
you got a good you got that good early kind of crowd that you know is eating
Got off
dinner.
work, chilling out, and yeah.
And you know, and that's a good that's really great for you, especially your beginning launching and all of that. Do you think you'll have any more? Do you think that you'll be doing more recording with Nate?
Well, yeah, actually, I showed my sister the song, and my sister, I'm not gonna lie, literally wrote an entire song in like 30 minutes, and it's actually really cool. It made my mom cry. So, once I get that cooking and really get that down to a T like I like, because I'm really, I really want to get stuff like to the point I really like it. Like I'm very particular. And
Good.
he probably saw that when he was mixing. I kept telling him stuff. I felt bad, but
Nah, it was
it
all
came
good.
out beautifully.
Yeah.
And yeah, but she wrote a whole song, and just write something with my sister would be really cool because she's all the way out in Washington for college. So
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Yeah.
Gonzaga University.
Awesome.
But yeah, she just wrote a whole song, and I'm like, wow, it's actually pretty good. So yeah, I plan on doing more of myself too that I wrote personally.
So I have a question about that. And I've asked several singer-songwriters the same question. And the answer is like 50, 50, 50. Do you get the lyrics first or the music first?
Oh man. This song that I just recorded, I did the lyrics first, but I also find a beat for the guitar. And that now that my sister's song is definitely lyrics first because she wrote it, but I already got something that I really like to play along with it. And so yeah. But usually I mean I'm probably gonna be a lyric before guitar because I can always find something different on a guitar. Like lyrics will come to me when I play guitar. But like if I have the lyrics down that I can really focus on one thing or the other, because I got ADHD like crazy. So if I did lyrics and guitar on the same night, I'd be all over. So if I'm being honest.
So, Nate, how do you is this how many recordings have you done for musicians?
Well, a couple. So Nate Stearns, obviously I've produced for my own stuff for a while, and then I started producing dubstep with a friend of mine, and we started doing it like co-releasing it. So it was like Nate Baker, and his tag is Requiem X. And so that was like a thing that like I was actually an artist for. And so we made dubstep for a while. We're working on one right now. It's just he's in school and I'm busy, so it's a slow process. So I did that for a while, and then me and Stearns got together and made a song. Chevy and I, Nathan Chevalier and I, got together and made that metal song, that cover, and then we put that on YouTube. I got one client hired me for a song, and it was an annoying thing because we didn't agree on price beforehand, and then in the middle it like all fell apart after I like made three really solid songs for her.
Oh,
So that
man.
didn't pan out. And then Stearns came to me and we recorded two songs with him, Train Leaves Here This Morning and So Much to See, and then yours. And
Can you
that's pretty much it.
send me the links to that? To those?
Which Absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, I remember searching for your stuff, and I did find the YouTube where it was the making of a music video is what it
Okay,
was called.
yeah.
Yeah, but I never really got to hear. I mean, I heard you live, thankfully, but I never really got to hear anything that you've done.
Okay, yeah. I'll send you on Messenger or
That's where the
something.
Hoot Nanny's great
Yes.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does original music, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. So I did it.
I love that, Zach. We are literally looking at our live music community up and coming, literally.
Appreciate
And this that
that.
makes
Yeah.
me it makes me so emotional and extremely happy, because you guys are going to be the ones, honestly. That's going to be that you will be the live music scene, like it is now with all the musicians now. But they're, we're losing some. We're losing,
Yeah.
age is a big thing. Like it is. It's
Yeah, my dad's slowing down, he
And
just
he's still
started.
rocking. Your dad
I
acts
know,
like
he is.
he
He's
is
like, what,
not old at
30?
all.
Yeah, he's
He's
50 years old, but he acts like he's 30.
yeah.
That's what I
And
love about him.
his dad is the lead of Voodoo Exile, Zach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that brings me to saxophone, because there's a saxophone player in Voodoo
Oh,
Exile that he is
man,
huge.
yeah.
So what do you still play the saxophone, or did you just didn't like
No.
that, or no?
I really liked it. And actually, I don't know. My music teacher said I was the best out of the group at it because I really, I enjoyed music. And that's when I read music. Now I kind of just do tabs, like off of like remembrance of the song, and then I learn them. But to saxophone, I played I can't even remember. The regular and then the tenor or the Man, I'm gonna make some people mad saying that. But
You mean
like the
alto?
alto and then the
Alto
next,
sax and tenor sax?
yeah, the tenor. Yeah, I played that and then the tenor. And I just played for 3 years. And I played music concerts. I'm sure mom has photos of me. I used to wear suits, like the only person that wore a suit, just because I was like, I'm gonna get snazzy. So yeah, but I don't play anymore. I gave it back to the person who gave me it because those things are crazy expensive. And and I'm pretty sure he practices every once in a while, but he used to
So you
play in
just
marching band and stuff.
you took to the guitar, and that was
Yeah,
it.
I
He
started playing
said,
electric
Jeremy.
guitar middle of the time, and just there it went.
Zach, he said Jeremy Harper was one of his initial guitar teachers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him what Jeremy means to us.
Yeah.
And boy, if you're gonna learn from somebody, that's the guy right there. That's the
Then I
guy.
saw him at a bar, and then they my dad took me in because he really wanted me to see Jeremy before he went back to Florida. I don't
Yeah.
remember which one it was, but they kicked me out because I was too young and I didn't mean to like go in there and cause a ruckus. I was just like, "What
Right.
up, Jeremy?" He's like, "Hey, come play with us." And one or two. I'm like, "All right, well, cool, give me it." And then I just got kicked out. So I said, "See you, Jeremy." I got kicked out.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh man, I really didn't mean to be in here to cause a problem, but
Was gonna ask
probably not
you.
supposed to say that."
I love that story. No, I love it. That's
There was
fantastic.
a place in town here back in the 70s, if you could get in there, they would serve you beer. And this guy who was 14 years old at the time playing drums in this band, I always got him in because he was the drummer. I guess they didn't have a problem with letting anybody of any age in if he could manage it somehow.
It's not like that
I
these
know. I
days.
should have
So,
hopped up on stage.
my question is, then, how does that work with you being 17, being in places like Winston's and Daly's and Rock's, and
Honestly,
is it
I've
because they're
never
breakfast?
had a problem. Nope, no issues with the businesses. I mean, they all know. Usually, I make sure I bring my guitar in when I'm coming in because, obviously. But I haven't had a problem. Not saying they don't keep a watch because they definitely do. They definitely keep an eye on who comes in and
So
says
as
this or
long as
that. Cops
you're,
are gonna break in the window like yeah, I
FBI,
know.
open up,
Yeah, they're gonna be
boom.
like, "Well, you
We're in
let these
trouble
people
now."
in. No, but they actually,
Well,
I
some of
haven't
them
had
are
a.
asking you back, so they must like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
as long as you're performing, I think.
Yeah, it should be cool. And then sometimes I sit in and listen to people I open up for and stuff like that. But I drink Mountain Dew or Sprite, so or water. So I mean, they don't ever have a problem with me.
Yeah, because I know, like, well, restaurants and things like that, you can be in there to a certain time, and
Yeah,
then
absolutely.
after
Yeah, I played at Rib Cage and 8 to 11, but I'm sure it's just because I was singing. So because
yeah,
they're a
and it's
bar at after 8, I think. So
oh,
actually,
okay,
they were
because it's
serving food still, but.
that's mostly a restaurant, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
I don't
gonna.
know. I guess I've thought about that when I first started, the Canopy Club or something. I don't.
Yes.
That's the, I got. I wasn't allowed to play there after a certain time.
Oh, I would love
Yeah.
to play there.
Yeah. What? Get a hold of them.
Yeah, I hit them up a long time ago to hire me as a videographer,
Get them up again.
and they didn't. Yeah, they didn't hit me back. So I'm like, well, you're lost, Canopy Club. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Like.
Hey, we'll get in there. We'll get in
Yeah.
there. If I
Hit
can't
them
get in
up.
with my video work, I'll get in with my guitar. Rah!
And
Need to write like 10
I'll
more
bring my
originals.
video. No, hit them
Yeah.
up. I'm sorry, hit them up again. Definitely. That you know they change who books and who
Is
does
that a
what.
pretty big place?
It's a
Had
hard to
multiple stages.
it is they have like when you first go in they've got the stage there like right ahead of you. It's this little room with a stage, and then you go down to the left and it's the bigger stage and the bigger room. I think they've got three or
Canopy Club.
four. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
went there
It
for the
used to
first
be a
time.
theater. It used to be the Thunderbird Theater. So that
When
gives you an
I
idea of
was
its size.
That explains why the floor slanted. Because I went there
Yes. Yeah.
last year to see Chris Renzema with some friends, and it was dope. It was
Cool.
dope.
I need to get
Yeah, the
in. Can
floor.
I play
Yeah.
covers?
What?
Can I play covers there, or
I'm sure
is it
you
original?
could.
All
I
original
don't know.
supposed to be?
They mostly have a
Like
lot of
actual.
like metal and
Oh, okay. Great for me. Yeah, you could do one of your screaming songs that you do, the one you showed me. Be cool.
but it and it is mostly a younger audience too,
That'd be
so
cool.
yeah,
I
because
think
it's
I'd appeal to the
campus.
younger and. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Campus
Yeah,
is.
it's campus, so
I'm trying to play at the Brass Rail soon.
oh yeah, yeah
The new
well
bomb.
yeah.
Yeah, I played at Sydney Saloon all the time, and Steve Littlefield owns the
The
brass as
owners,
well.
yeah.
Yeah, I think he, I don't know like
They bought the
what,
brass
how,
rail,
all that.
yes.
Yeah, they bought that, and yeah, I'd love to play there. I got to contact them about that. Sydney
Yeah.
Saloon's always treated me well.
Suddenly there you were, and then Cliff,
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this? Because we, I track Cliff's live videos, and so he'll
Yeah.
throw up, a live video, and I'm like, who is this? Where are you at? And because when you're going live, I don't know about you guys, but like on our cell phones, when I'm going live, it doesn't give me the opportunity to go, I'm at, Pippa's or whatever. And
Yeah, it
this
doesn't
is,
give you a description.
it doesn't give me that when I'm going live. So I have to go live and then come back to it and then edit and then put that on there. But when we go live, we get a lot of people, ping, ding, 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 ding. They're jumping on there.
Yeah.
And then I have to put in the comments, I'm at such and such, and this is such and such. But anyway, Cliff goes live, And that's how we, I see, I was like, who is this and where are you at? And what's happening? This is fantastic. And so then me and him talked and he's like, you know, these are these young people that are coming to the open mics. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna be checking that out.
I
Because
missed the
as I
one that you
said,
guys
it's
came to. I can't believe that.
Which?
The Daly's one that they came
Bailey's.
to. I remember
Oh,
seeing all the
yeah, that was the
photos. I'm like,
one
man,
time that you didn't
I never
come.
got my photos taken yet. And then I missed, and I
Yeah,
didn't get
you
to meet
weren't
you.
there. You were
Yeah, I
not.
had a gig, I'm pretty sure, or I was sick.
Yeah.
I usually
Yeah.
don't miss unless I really. I have not missed a single show yet besides an open mic.
Wow.
Not yet. Haven't had
Yeah.
to take a break.
Yeah. But
I'm
you
not
just.
even doing it for the money. I just love singing. I love making people
Yeah.
smile.
You know, every musician in the world says that, but there comes a time when what you're doing is valuable and it's
Yeah,
bringing
absolutely.
in.
I've been trying to, yeah, we've been working on that.
Music will be a full-time thing for you that you will be able to live off of that.
Yes, yeah.
If not, you've got a plan and a goal
Yeah,
to
pretty
be
good
able
plan. Mom works
like,
at U of I, and I could get in eventually
yeah.
working at the U of I, and I'd love to work at the U of I. It's pretty
But yeah,
cool.
being a, you know, having a trade is something is
Yeah,
crucially.
I've always been doing that kind of stuff, so.
And you are young enough to be able to like really build, you know, take time and really build this. And don't expect like a, excuse my language, like a shit ton all at once. Just,
Yeah.
you know, seriously, just continue to build
I
and
was
be.
surprised when five people came to my first one. I was like, oh my God, they keep coming. People really, and then like the feedback was just like, wow. And now my whole school knows I sing and you know, all
Yeah.
that.
And that's
Everybody's
how.
ready for the song to come out. Everybody's asking me for pre-save, like not pre-save to hear it. I'm like, all right, I'll show some of you guys. But to be honest,
The chosen
the way I
few.
make money is listens to it
Yeah.
when it's
Oh,
out.
yeah,
Yeah.
right.
So I'm
It's
like,
like stream it on repeat while you sleep.
Gotta get a new
Give us
phone.
streams. Yeah.
Get a new phone to stream it while I'm
Yeah,
sleeping.
exactly.
Yeah, and that's important. Nathan, what you just said is that's the truth. Like while you're just hanging out, doing go and hit that and hit repeat, you know, and just keep playing it. That shows that is supporting that musician, you
Yeah,
know.
100% it
It's
is.
it,
Yeah,
yeah.
it really would help out if I had like 10 people just play it
Yeah,
100
and it's
times.
annoying that the monthly subscription streaming model is the way it is, but you can do that to help, you know,
Yeah,
to
selling
help
shirts
that.
is going to be a thing too. I will
It is
keep you
annoying.
updated on that once I get those going.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. So, yeah, well, we appreciate, like I said, I, you know, I know that we're sitting here right now talking to the next live local music scene. That's exactly what's happening here. And we love that so much. We will do all we can to, you know, share videos, share your song,
absolutely.
put it
Appreciate
out there
that.
in front of our followers, which are many, many, many. And
Yeah.
just everybody just keep sharing and keep talking about it.
Yeah,
And
I had 110 reposts on TikTok. I counted today.
dang,
110.
dude.
I have 500 likes on the song because I did a, like a video of my song, like just a slideshow lyric thing. That's what's been like blowing up on TikTok,
Yeah, the
slideshows. And
slides.
that's what that company I signed with does. So
Okay.
they're coming out with two soon.
Nice.
But but yeah, it 110 reposts. So a whole
Dude,
bunch of
let's
people saw it.
go.
Yeah. So
Wow.
a whole bunch of people saw it and people I've never met. They're like, hey, your song's really good. I'm like, amen.
Hats off
I
to you.
can't. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. It's called Senseless Goodbyes, and it is written by Owen Knapp and recorded by Nathan Baker in
Baker
Nate
Ranch
Baker
Studios.
Studio.
That's right. Produced, recorded, mixed, and mastered in 2 weeks, baby.
Yep. I said I want it
And
done soon.
yeah, so you can pre-save on Spotify. Also go to Owen Knapp Music, his Facebook page, and hit a like, hit a follow, and don't just do the default. Like actually hit the notification and hit favorites. And
Really
that
helps.
gets a little more than just default, because default you might be able to see your post, you might not see your post, who knows, you know.
Absolutely.
But definitely do that. And Nate Baker, You don't have a studio Facebook, do you?
No, I'm working on that. I was thinking about that today because it's literally just been in the couple months that this has really started blowing up, doing the producing and playing live. So hopefully in this coming year, I'll have a little bit more of officialness to it. It's like I've been riding the line of like, is this gonna be a thing? Is it not? Is it gonna be a thing? Is it not? So I haven't really done the.
He's my guy. He did amazing work. So I'll
Thanks,
be
dude.
back. You want it?
Yeah,
I'll be able to hear your work when I hear Owen's song.
hopefully sometime this year I want to meet with and my accountant for my business and my lawyer for my business and just pick their brain about what it would look like to to start making like an official thing entity, I
It's a
should
whole
say.
bunch of stuff. I tried starting a lawn care company and like
Yeah, it's a lot of
anybody.
stuff,
Yeah.
so hopefully I'll have a little bit more wheels on that this year if it really turns into something and I want to make a go of this, if I can get
So,
it into the promotion side of
okay,
things.
meanwhile,
That'd be
can
cool.
people just like contact you through your Facebook?
Yeah, contact me through my Facebook, through my website, Nate Baker Media. You know, that's the thing that is
I
really
forgot
paying the
that.
bills right now. So, obviously my YouTube channel, although I'm not super active on that, I just post fun creative projects that I do on there.
Okay, cool.
I'm kind of a background guy right now, so.
Ready to see that
So,
too.
Owen, maybe you'll put a video to this song and Nate can shoot a music video.
I've been trying to sell them on it. Hopefully we can
Yeah,
make
we'll see
something
how it
dope.
goes, like the song, of course, see if it really gets out there, and if it does,
Yes.
absolutely. And so I
But the
basically,
music video is part of the getting the
yeah,
streams though.
that's true.
Music videos
That's
are
true.
in it, they're awesome. They're interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. That would be dope. I would
Yeah. I'd
love.
like to make it like a story, not even like me as a character. Have you ever seen Nine
Yes.
Ball by Zach Bryan? We'll take a
No.
check out after
But I
this.
know
It's
what you mean for that
crazy.
vibe. Get some
It's
actors
crazy. The video,
to
yeah,
break
like
up with
they
each
literally
other.
got, I think they got, I can't even remember. It's one of the craziest videos I've ever seen.
But
Yeah,
whatever.
I basically
Create.
signed this little quick like promotional thing for this song to get it out there. With these people that saw it, I tagged them in the video of my TikTok, and they saw it. They're like, "Hey, we really like your song, blah blah." I didn't sell my life away. I'm not doing all that. I'm not ready for that kind of stage, you know. Basically, it's a promotional deal,
Yeah.
and they if the song does really well, they come to me and do a live session video. So that'd be cool. Plus
That
the
would be,
music video.
yeah.
And
It's a
can you
really,
post?
did you ever check it out?
Yeah,
Yeah, I did.
they do some cool stuff.
Yeah, they're legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not on, now I'm not on TikTok at all. But
Yeah, that's understandable. Not a lot
can
of, not, that's kind of for like the people around
for
like
people that
me and
want China
stuff.
spying on them. Oh,
Yeah.
I'd say
Did
it.
you just say that out loud? Yeah.
No,
No, I
it's
just,
a mic. It was
it was the ceiling.
yeah.
Did you, but can you post what you post on TikTok on Facebook?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah,
Yeah. I can
Facebook Reels are a
honestly.
thing now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh,
I'll do
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I can start doing that. I can even post all my TikToks on Facebook Reels tonight. Like if I could.
Yeah, if he did that, then I could see that. Because I went to
Cool.
your, I tagged onto your TikTok or
I think
whatever.
you could still watch them. You just can't like do a
No, it
lot with
wouldn't
them.
let. It was like you have to join TikTok or whatever. And I was like, okay, no.
Oh, yeah, my
But
bad. Yeah. A couple
sometimes you
people had that
can
problem.
if they're posted on Facebook. I mean, there's you can tell they're still from TikTok. But it's posted
Yeah.
on Facebook and you can see them.
Yeah, they have like the watermark on it or something.
Yeah.
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 Double layered text. I've
Yeah.
seen that a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, if you would do that'd be great and
Yeah,
tag me in
absolutely. I'll talk to my mom tonight. We can
Yeah.
probably get them all out tonight because I do a lot of
Awesome.
TikTok. It's a lot of covers on there, so.
Awesome. So we want to do whatever we can to keep you guys, you know, moving forward and support. And so just let us know whatever we can do. Keep us informed of your gigs and when they are, especially Zach, because Zach's the one that creates the event list.
Yeah, I
And
could
that
send
is,
a list
do that.
of all of them tonight. I'll
Oh,
get
that'd be
my,
great.
yeah, I could
Yeah.
send it to the CU bands and fans
Yeah,
messaging
message and
messenger.
Zach can get it. You can get it from there, right, Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
do
cool.
that.
Yeah, I'll send that, and I can also send you promotional photos that I use if you guys want to post some of yours. I do a lot of story posting and stuff like that. So I
Yeah.
got one for the yo-yos that yo-yos made. I'll just use that.
Yeah, and bro, Yo-Yo's is a great place. If you can get any pictures or footage from that, like your mom just taking pictures or
Well, to
footage,
be
like,
honest, she's got an awful phone, so.
oh.
Well, that's
I
what
was
we
gonna
do.
talk to you.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to come on
you
out to
show up at the
Yoyo's,
gig,
that'd be
you're gonna get some high-res photos.
cool. Yeah, I've seen your photos. They're really good. Like the Red Hot Winter. I didn't end up making that. I've never heard, no offense, I've never heard about that until
Oh
like getting into the
no
industry.
offense taken. It's,
Yeah,
you know,
but it
you have to
seems
be
really
like
cool.
19 or older, and
Yeah.
unless you're performing in it, like Logan Allen. He played the
Yep.
drums and stuff, and he's what, seven, what is he, 17 now, 16, is he 18? I don't know.
Yeah. I played,
Yeah.
actually, I think my first gig was with Logan, just like playing on the side with him, but
Yeah, cool.
I don't
Yeah.
remember, or second,
He's
but
another one. It's like, yes, we got these young, you know, these young people that are playing. So yeah, but yeah, Red Hot is I've been doing that
yeah, really
since
cool. That's cool.
2016. But we do a
Yeah.
lot of local events.
Yeah, if you
If
guys
we
shoot
show
me
up,
a
we're gonna do
text, if you
photos.
can make it out, yeah,
Yeah.
just let me
And
know.
that, okay, so then you're gonna send Zach your thing. So we'll know when you're gonna be at Yo-Yo's and when you're gonna be at Alto Vineyards and when you're gonna be at Little Rocks, was it?
Yep, Little
And
Rocks and Royal.
in Royal. And then are you gonna be at the up and coming open mics?
Oh, I don't even know what days they are.
Yeah,
Let's see if I can
well,
put them on my
the
schedule.
Dailies one is this Thursday, I believe. I can't make it because my bluegrass band is having a practice that night.
Yeah.
When you have so many irons in the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the
But
way, Terry, I'm sending you a bunch of my other music crap.
fantastic. Good.
I'm sending you one right now. So this was fun. So this was like a 30-second long thing I made, and I told you last time I'm really into film composing, right? So like film scores and stuff. And one of Hans Zimmer's film composers, and he's a film composer in his own right too, but he's on Hans Zimmer's team. His name's David Fleming. He helped Hans Zimmer do a lot of soundtracks, but I tagged him in it because it was in a style that was similar to what he did on the TV show The Blue Planet 2, and he watched it and he hearted it, and I was like, wow, starstruck,
Oh my God.
because it
That's
sucked. Like the actual song was like, oh my gosh, you could do such a better job, David Fleming, but thank you. But I took a screenshot of it. I'm like, I'm saving that for when I'm a famous film composer. I'll be like, David, you hearted this one time. Give me a job. I'll write the film score for Dune 3 or whatever the heck.
See that,
Oh,
and that is, you know, that's a positive for social media. Things like
absolutely. Dude, I remember when I was like, I think I was like Owen's age. I wrote like a really progressive metal type guitar beat, and it was literally me. I looked like such a dweeb. In my bedroom playing it, and posted that to Instagram, and it was inspired by, like, I had been listening to a lot of Brian Tyler, who's one of my favorite film composers. He did the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
oh yeah.
He does a lot. He did the Super Mario Brothers soundtrack, and he liked The Post too. And I was like, how the heck did he see, like, oh my freaking gosh. Actually, I don't even know if I tagged him. I just said in the text, Brian Tyler inspired riff, and I'm like, oh, I got the shakes. It was
Oh,
insane.
I got a
we
guitar
had
player.
things like that too. We never, I don't think we could figure out how the Modern West, which is
Kevin Costner's,
Kevin Costner's band,
started following us on
like that
Twitter.
page.
Yeah, then he follows us on Facebook and on Instagram. So it's like we're like Kevin. Wait, when it first happened, I was like, it said Kevin Costner and the Modern Cowboys are following you, and I'm like, oh, this is one of those not blue, you know.
Fake
Yeah.
accounts.
So I went and checked it out thoroughly, and it's like, no, this is authentic. It really is them. And
That's dope.
yeah. So and things like that. I mean, REO follows us, obviously.
Yeah, recently the Mozart Mountain Daredevils too.
Yeah, they started following us, and I was like,
Oh man.
I couldn't believe that they started following. I was like, oh my God, Ozark Mountain Daredevils. If you want to get to heaven, dun-dun-dun, you gotta raise a little hell. I mean, it's very classic, like big time. Music and in our day, and
Cool.
there's one strong. So yeah, and Head East, and you know, REO, and all of that. So, but you know, they mostly have come from here. So,
Wow, that's my goal.
yeah.
Just come from this town, put St. Joe on
Yeah.
a map,
Yeah.
because Logan Allen's doing a great job, but my turn
Yeah.
too.
Yes. That you are, you guys are what's coming up. And that's what I'm talking about. It's so important. I'm glad, I'm thankful that you guys did this podcast with us. Grateful, and we'll do another one after this song drops,
Woohoo!
and
Cool.
we'll see
March
how it goes.
15th. Yeah,
Yeah,
March 15th is the date. Check it out,
March.
pre-save it, show your friends, show your family. Helps out a lot with me. So,
Yeah. And then it doesn't hurt to go to you guys' pages and give you guys some reviews too. People
yeah,
that have heard
honestly,
you,
I only have two
go
reviews.
and give
So,
some reviews, people.
you guys want to go do them, or you even want to review
I'll
my
give you a
page?
review.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have
Yeah,
any.
we'll give you. Yeah, we give reviews. That's because it's important, you
I have
know.
one as a family member because I was like, hey, do this review. I don't know what it is, but do it. And then I had another one. I looked, I'm like, whoa, thank you. She said, definitely worth my time. Would love to go see
Oh,
you again. I'm
nice.
like, well, awesome.
Nice. Well, we'll definitely see you out and about, and we'll have our cameras
And I sent
on it.
my list to the CU Bands fan just now, edited
Perfect.
up.
Thank you.
And if stuff adds, I'll send a direct single message of what is added and the date.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you having me at this podcast. I've never done a podcast, so this is cool. I
Yeah,
love
you did
talking,
great.
so.
I love having you guys. Like, seriously, it's so much fun. You just there's just this breath of fresh air that comes with the new musicians and the or the newly, I'm gonna say newly on the scene musicians, because you've been musicians for a while, and you're obviously Nate Baker, you're extremely professional in your video creativity and your recording.
Can't wait
We'll
to
see
do a video.
when we hear this song. Like, I'm so anxious to hear it, like, for both
Yeah,
reasons.
I would show it to you, but
Now's the time when I do all the what neurotic creative people do, where I'm like, well, I only had 2 weeks to do it, and well, it's not my best work, and oh my gosh,
yeah,
but
do all
now
that. Don't do that.
tell me what you think. It's good. I actually liked having a deadline. That was actually a really healthy thing for me, because then it
And
keeps
I
me for
kept you up on it too. I was always like, hey, Nate,
And I'm
give
like,
us an updated
crap, I got to
version.
crunch on this. I can't obsess over it forever like I do with all of my personal stuff that never gets released. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
All right, you guys, you have a good night, and we
You
will
too.
see.
You as well.
We'll see you definitely live. All right. All
Awesome.
right,
Have a good
cool.
night, guys.
Yeah,
See ya.
hang around for a minute.
Thank you.